Another episode of Tell It Like It Is with your host, myself, this 504 girl, and again, I'm talking R. Kelly, and I have a special guest with me on today. Tasha Beezy, Breezy, Beezy, if I said it correctly. I'm sorry for messing your name up. One second, I'm going to get somebody else that's going to join in with us so we can talk about this R. Kelly stuff. Hold on one sec. How are you doing today?
Thank you.
I'm doing quite well. I'm doing quite well. Can't complain. Won't you tell everybody about your podcast that you got going on?
Okay. My name is Tosh Peasy. A lot of people call me Peasy the Goat. I have a podcast called Zook Life TV. It is a music and entertainment podcast. And, you guys can follow me on Instagram at ZookLifeTV. Oh, I was about to say .com. I'm so used to saying it.
Yeah.
The website also to like check out my podcast is ZookLifeTV.com. And I have the Anchor app as well. So,
oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So, how long have you been doing your podcast?
Not long. I say maybe about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like the second season.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been fun. It's been a journey. So
yes, it is a journey. I mean, like I talk about when I first started my podcast, I was just mainly on relationships. But I decided to venture off into other things, and I talk about everything now. Whatever, like, I was doing a lot of Black Lives Matter, because that was what was interesting me at that time. So that's what I do a lot. I like to do real stuff that I see that's on the media and things of that nature. That's what I like. So that's how I get my audience wheeled in over here. Oh, hi, Freezel. We got my other guest in. How are you doing today, Freezel?
Well, I'm well.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be talking a little bit about R. Kelly. R. Kelly, Robert Sylvester Kelly, also known as the R&B legend R. Kelly.
I'm going to ask a question in a minute, but go ahead and continue.
He starts his trial next month, August the 18th, 19th, and they're going to be starting pulling the jurors. They're going to start wheeling them on the 8th of August, the 8th or 9th of August, to start getting that stuff started. So what was your question you want to ask?
Well, when an individual becomes infamous in these occasions, right now he's not considered a convicted, he's not considered a convicted child and officer criminal.
Right.
He's an individual who's allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. Allegedly.
What happens to that legend once that individual becomes sullied? In this case, he's tried, convicted, and imprisoned. Is he still a great artist? Is he still considered an individual of great music? Or does everything he's done become undone?
Well, I believe that, you know, you can't take away from him as an artist and all the artistry that he's did for himself and other artists over the years. You cannot take that away from R. Kelly.
Then why does society do that to everyone who gets convicted? They do it to everybody who gets convicted. Cosby, they did it to other individuals who got convicted. Their title, their standing has been removed once they get there. Their movies are not played, their television shows, their songs, their music.
Yeah.
But the stuff that happened in the past, let's say back in the 60s, some of these individuals went to jail, killed people, and yet their legend lived on, and apparently it's all forget. One individual even married his own cousin.
Yes, that's a fact.
And people tend to just say, oh, well, that happened in the past. You know, but they forgave them. Their name is still, and people look forward to having interviews and jumping up and shouting their names and getting tattoos. So why is our society right now in the process of vilifying someone before they get convicted?
So do you feel like that you can forgive? Okay, so if R. Kelly was an artist that you was so much in love with and he committed all these crimes with all these girls, you think that you could forgive him? Hello?
It's not a matter of forgiveness. It's a matter of awareness. Artists today and in the past have done some really shady things. A lot of this stuff came to light. A lot of stuff has never come to light. And people who tell these stories, they say of what happened with artists like Michael Jackson, Mick Jagger, Pink Floyd, and these people never get convicted.
Right.
But then again, these individuals get vilified. And yet, you get one individual saying how great this person is, and yet, look at all the accusations.
Yeah.
Then you have, what's going on? We've got R. Kelly getting ready to face. He's facing serious time.
Yes, I don't think R. Kelly is ever going to get out of jail. Because...
No, he's not. Well, that's if he gets convicted.
You don't think that he's going to get convicted?
The problem is you're dealing with individuals who are trying to give a weird, they're trying to, I'm trying to phrase this in a way that makes sense without making it seem like I'm being over. Okay. When I'm going to use Bill Cosby.
Okay, let's talk about Bill Cosby.
When Bill Cosby's trial showed up. And these people talked about the drugs that were given, that he gave them. And he admittedly said that he did. And these individuals knew that they were getting, that he was giving them drugs.
Right.
It was, these individuals did not deny that he was giving them drugs. Okay. But they felt pressured in order to take
them.
Okay. Now, individuals at the trial, including some of the jurors, kept focusing on the fact that Bill Cosby had gave women drugs in order for him to perform sex.
Same
but
as R.
excluded
Kelly.
The fact, huh? Excluded the fact that these individuals knowingly took the drug.
Right.
Okay. Now, society then turns around and omits that portion of the statement. Now, I'm not saying that giving people drugs to have sex with them is a good thing. Okay? But when you seriously omit aspects of what's going on, then basically you're sitting there saying to yourself, oh, it doesn't matter whether these individuals knowingly did this. Okay?
Okay.
It was wrong for that person to do it. R. Kelly had individuals who, for lack of a better word, spingali. The word people use for individuals who get in trance with people and they just fall under a spell.
Right.
These women, being young, fell under the spell of R. Kelly. His crime, though just, is just, is having sex with underage individuals. That is a crime. Okay?
Right. It is a crime. But, and he's charged with racketeering,
right,
sexual conduct.
But all of these add-ons are designed specifically to make sure that something sticks. It doesn't matter whether or not the judge, these individuals. You're sitting there saying, okay, racketeering, carnal knowledge of a minor, sexual sex trafficking. They'll add in a whole bunch of things.
Yeah,
not all of them will fit. But just enough.
Just right here, yeah.
All of them will fit. You'll get, like, in a trial, they'll add like 7 charges and hope at least 2 or 3 of them stick so you can give the individual more time.
So do you realize that R. Kelly had these girls dressing in sweatpants? They had to ask to use the bathroom. They had to ask to when to eat. He beat them. He drugged them. He had sex with them. He had other people having sex with them. And all that is a crime. And then he had a sexual transmitted disease.
Then my question is, all the individuals that were also involved, why are they not on trial as well?
As far as the girls that... Are you talking about the girls?
No, not the girls. I'm talking about the girls were made to perform sex on other individuals besides R. Kelly. Okay? Those individuals should also be on trial as well.
Well, you know, you might not know what 3 of his they have 3
defendants.
Yeah, they have 3 of those. 3 of those, like, they are.
They're not as popular as him. The news is fixated on R. Kelly because you are doing what you're doing now. Do they give the names in the regular broadcast of the 3 other defendants? They just say R. Kelly and 3 other defendants on major newscasts. Every now and then you might get a blurb on 1 or 2 names. Okay? But you have to go looking for the other 3 people like that's co-defendants.
Right.
Okay? You shouldn't have to. You should have to know that these people are involved. Okay? All the individuals that are being brought forth. The people that have been, who have brought these charges and have witnesses and individuals who are coming forth saying what's going on with Mr. R. Kelly and what he has done. Some people will tell you that these people should have said something in the beginning. And other people say, well, how many people knew what he was doing?
I think he had a whole organization, the Enterprise, and all those people in his organization knew what he was doing with these girls, but nobody stood up and said anything.
But you see, that's the thing with the entertainment industry. There is a, for lack of a better way of putting it, it's kind of like the individuals that protect their investment. R. Kelly is an investment to the music industry.
Right.
The minute he becomes a liability, they see how much it would cost for them to separate themselves from that liability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this happens with a lot of the individuals in the music industry. They start doing things that...
He thought he could get away with it because he was a celebrity.
And people in their business started paying off people. They would start rumors about the individual so that no matter how many times you would tell, they would tell their story. That individual would come off as being either a crackpot, a liar, or something else.
Yeah. And
the industry will then turn around and say, oh, there nobody would do such a thing in our industry. And because you don't know, we tend to just go like, well, how come these people aren't talking?
Right. I think they didn't talk because they were scared, for number one. And for number two, they was just so want to be in the in crowd with R. Kelly that they just didn't open their mouths and say anything.
Well, here's an interesting thing. Let's say, for instance, you are a high school graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Your potential earnings, is anywhere between $12,000 and $26,000 a year because you are a high school graduate.
Okay.
You then become somebody's personal assistant.
Okay.
For instance, R. Kelly. Now went from
you
a potential...
You said I'm a personal assistant for R. Kelly?
For R. Kelly.
Okay.
You now become a person who gets a salary.
A big salary.
A big salary. You can actually make up to six figures working for R. Kelly. Okay? Which gives you an incentive to make sure nothing happens to your gravy train, R. Kelly. Individuals in the music industry look at R. Kelly and they say, all right, he brings in
millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. $30, $40 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Is that worth us taking care of any issues that he may bring about? When you have that kind of buying power.
No.
Yeah, but they don't look at it that way.
Exactly. I feel like that if I see somebody getting abused, hurt, or whatever, I don't care what kind of money that I'm being paid, I am gonna speak up for that individual.
But you see, that's the thing. Some
I
people,
don't care.
some people look at where it will actually bring them to. You don't have skills, and the only skills that you have are only good for one individual. If you can only do that work and you are in this key to that one individual, then basically you're going to do everything to make sure that the money that you make lasts as long as possible.
What you think, Tosh Peasy?
Is she there?
Hey, you can hear us? Tosh Peasy? She might not can hear us because I see her connected on with us. Can you hear us? But, yeah, I think, you know, the money train is what kept them silent. And he probably was beating their ass too. You never know. He was beating the girls' asses and beating their asses. Okay, so you know about the two girls, the last two girls that was with R. Kelly, right? Asriel Clary and Jocelyn Savage.
Vaguely, yeah.
Okay, so one of the girls is still with R. Kelly, Jocelyn Savage. She's still tied up with R. Kelly. I don't know if she's in Chicago. Nobody knows. I don't know if she's in New York, because that's where R. Kelly is now for his trial, right? So once Asriel Clary left R. Kelly, everything came out that R. Kelly made her eat her own feces to show her loyalty to him. What you think about that? You thinking?
No, it's
just degrading.
It's not just degrading. Knowing the way the human species is, as a species, there's a varied.
And she admitted it. She admitted it that she did.
Right, I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that. What I'm saying is the human species in a whole has a tendency to
you speechless on that.
No, it's not that, because I don't want to come off as, you know, pro this. When an individual is faced with a choice, okay, and they make that choice, whether or not they do it or they don't, they always look at themselves waiving the consequences, okay?
Yeah.
The only consequence to her not doing what she did was the only consequences of not doing what she did was basically no longer being in the presence of our child. Okay. The mental pull, the kind of, like I said, the Svengali effect that this man had over this person made them feel as though being apart from him was the worst thing that could ever happen. Okay, far worse than what she did.
I cannot even imagine the thought. Just, oh my God, how can somebody just do that? It's just
because it becomes more of they became more of a cult. The cult of
yes, that's okay. Basically it was a cult. And yeah, to do this, that, and the other to show your loyalty towards
right.
R. Kelly.
And you can't, when people try to fathom why would somebody do such a thing, it's because they put their worth in that individual.
Mm-hmm. He made them think that their family didn't want to be with them. They didn't want to talk to them.
Right. And not just that. There is what is, I'm trying to think of, in psychological circles, psychological studies, they show you what is called it's a Pavlovian response.
Uh-huh.
You know, an individual gets a treat every time the bell is rung.
Right. That's like a dog doing something good. You get a treat.
You get a treat.
Yeah.
And when these individuals have, and what cults tend to do is look for individuals who have certain personality.
Yeah, yeah. Look if for the weak individual.
Well, not just weak. That's the weird thing about it.
So, what kind of individual do you think R. Kelly was looking for? You don't think he was looking for weak individuals?
It wasn't because not every individual is weak. These individuals look. There's a type of individual who idolize people.
Yes, and, that's what it was. They feared that he was a superstar, R. Kelly. Okay, so this
and is... And that he can make ready, them...
Yeah, a superstar.
Just by being with him. Yeah, just by being next to him, they become...
He told them that he was going to help them with their music. This is how he lured them in. He said he was going to help them with their music, their career, and they was going to be big mega stars. But in reality, he was just trying to sleep with them. That's all he wanted from them.
When, a long time ago, I'm bringing this up as a person. It's a personal story because it's funny. I was working for this company. And the supervisor would always tell people, being available at any time and coming to work would ensure that whenever it was time to give a raise, you would get one.
Right.
And people would sit there and go like, all right, you know. And they'd get phone calls at 1 o'clock in the morning or when they're, you know, they're having time with their family members. And that person would then be told, look, you're only making such an hour. I mean, every time you come in, when we call you or when we need you to do something extra, it goes into us evaluating when you get raised. And I had several of my coworkers who would do this. They would literally take no time or very little time off to work because somebody put that carrot in front of them. And my question was, when I asked the supervisor this one question, and he looked at me and said, what do you mean?
Why?
The question was, if I'm doing all of this, how much is it going to be worth? Is it going to be worth 10 cents more an hour?
Uh-huh.
25 cents more an hour? 50 cents more an hour? Or a dollar more an hour? And they go like, well, you never know. Well, that's not a good answer for me. If I'm going to pretty much spend my entire time doing this.
Uh-huh.
Right? Not doing any social, you know, every time you call me, I'm going to work.
Right.
And that person then constantly tells me, oh, and then when I ask for a raise, they say, well, we got to evaluate you. Once that evaluation is done, bam. These women went with R. Kelly, got involved with him, and they were under the impression that they were going to be stars. He was going to give them a singing
career. Yep, that's a fact.
These individuals, after 3 months, I'm giving the total thing 3 months. If there's not a contract signed within the first week of him telling me,
yeah,
and after 3 months of getting that contract, there's nothing being done, it's time to move on. Okay? But the carrot kept being put out there, and they're being told, oh, you got to do this in my bedroom. You got to do that in my bedroom. You know, you got to do this with this person because this person is connected to that person.
And that was the rules.
And that's how things are done in Hollywood. Well, how many, and my question then would be that R. Kelly would have been this. Okay. How many of those, executives did you sleep with? Those individuals at Sony or whatever. That's the thing. I don't know who he was.
I'm pretty sure he slept with a lot of them. Because
but that's the thing. Was he sleeping with just women?
No.
I mean, was he sleeping with the executives at these record companies?
I'm about to tell you, there are John Does that's in the indictment.
But you see, that's the thing.
That just came out.
But that's the reason being is to protect those individuals. They don't give a damn about not giving a damn about the individuals who this stuff hurt.
No, they don't.
But protecting the name of somebody who makes 10 figures is utmost. Jeffrey Epstein. Perfect example of this.
So let me ask you about him. Do you think he killed himself or you think someone else killed him?
The man was on suicide watch.
So you think he killed
himself? The camera mysteriously was broken.
So someone killed him.
And nobody checked on the man for hours. Suicide watch, an individual checks on somebody every 15 minutes to every half hour to make sure that person is still alive. And nobody went in there and checked?
Yeah, someone killed him. Because they knew, I don't know, it's just crazy.
The only, I always tell a friend of mine this. The reason why Jeffrey Epstein female friend is still alive.
Were you talking about the lady Maxine?
Oh yeah. She kept detailed records. She's got a book.
Oh. See, I didn't follow that case too much.
Oh, well, Jeffrey Epstein was smart enough not to keep records. She, on the other hand, was. Because she knew if anything hit the fan, she was gonna need to get.
Well, she's in jail. Kind of.
She's in jail.
Yep.
But if you ever notice, just like the Panama Papers, not much is being said about it.
No, not that much. The last thing I heard is she want to get out.
Oh yeah.
But that's natural. You know, everybody wants to get out. So Hello? You there? I'm losing everybody to. I don't know what's going on, but I'm loose. Did I lose you too? Hello? 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 So I just got some breaking news about R. Kelly and his legal team. So have another member of R. Kelly's legal team that just left his case. And it says another key member of R. Kelly's legal team may exit New York case on the eve of trial. Now we know jury selection is about to begin in the case. And the trial is going to start on the 18th, 19th, one of those days. I can't remember exactly what day. But a key attorney for indicted singer R. Kelly has abruptly asked to withdraw from the federal case against him in New York, potentially throwing his legal team into further disarray just a week before juror selection is set to begin there. This is from the Chicago Tribune. Nicole Blank Becker, who took over the case in June after Kelly said he wanted to part ways with his two Chicago-based attorneys, filed her motion to withdraw last week under seal, according to court records and sources who spoke to the Tribune about the matter. So it looks like that she has dropped from the case, or put in a motion to drop from the case. Let's see, over the weekend, an order from the U.S. District Judge Ann Donnelly appeared briefly on a public docket, giving Becker until 5 p.m. Monday to submit a letter privately to the judge supporting her request to withdraw. The submission was to be made ex parte, meaning prosecutors would not get to see it. The reasons for her request are unclear and is not known whether the judge would grant it. The motion is expected to be disclosed Tuesday at Kelly's final potential. At Kelly's pretrial conference in the U.S. District Court in Brooklyn. This development comes as Becker and her co-attorneys hit back on a request by federal prosecutors to admit new evidence of sexual abuse at trial, saying in a court filing over the weekend they were blindsided and have no time to prepare an adequate defense. The motion asks Donnelly to deny prosecutors' attempt to add 15 new alleged victims to the case, which alleges a conspiracy by Kelly to use the music career to serve his own illegal sexual appetites. Given the nearest of trial, the defense is not given ample amount of time to ensure an adequate opportunity to assess the evidence, the purpose for which the evidence is offered, and whether prosecutors have the legal basis for their requests. Becker and attorney Thomas Ferdella wrote in a 13-page motion late Friday. Kelly, 54, is scheduled to go on trial Brooklyn August 9th on racketeering charges, alleging he ran a criminal enterprise that recruiting women and underage girls for illegal sexual content, then isolated and threatened them to keep them under control. The allegations in the indictment include dozens of acts involving six victims in identify only as John Doe's 1 through 6, but at page 55 in a motion filed July 23rd, prosecutors says they wanted to bring in additional evidence involving sexual abuse, hush payments, unlawful imprisonment, and other crimes dating back to 30 years that are directly relevant to and with the evidence of the charges. Among the new evidence, prosecutors want the jury to hear Kelly allegedly sexual abused a 17-year-old boy he met in Chicago McDonald's in December 2006. He secretly secretly arrange to marry a 15-year-old singer, Aaliyah, to shield himself from criminal charges after he allegedly got her pregnant. And he allegedly talked about bribing a Cook County Circuit Court clerk for information when he was under investigation in 2019. And so forth and so on, which I talked about this in my earlier episodes on my podcast. So it seems that Nicole Becker is trying to leave the case. She want to be dismissed from the trial. And yes, we will see how that go. And I want to apologize for the recording with Maurice, how it dropped. The episode that we were discussing R. Kelly, the phones was just cutting up that day, and I want to sincerely apologize about that. And I hope you listen to this episode about our conversation about R. Kelly. This has been breaking news, and I'm shocked that Nicole Becker wanted to leave the case. I'm so much wondering why she wanted to leave this case, because R. Kelly is so adamant about her being his lawyer during this trial. So we will see what will happen tomorrow, because they're gonna Judge Ann Donnelly is gonna come tomorrow with her answer to Nicole Becker. And I really hope that Nicole Becker has to stay on the case. I really do, because you wanted to be on this case so bad. R. Kelly wanted you to be there. So why are you leaving? It is just a mystery. What be going on behind the scenes with anything in life? Things go on behind the scenes and you just don't know what be going on. So we'll have to see what go on with this on tomorrow. And of course, I'm going to bring it to you on tomorrow. So I'll talk to you later.